It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Hope you all had a good morning. I appreciate you joining us for lunch. Today's February 23rd, 2024. Quite a bit going on in the world. Let's get right into it. Birthdays right off the bat. Michael Dell, 58. Damon John, he's on Shark Tank. In case you're wondering what his net worth is, it's $350 million. So, not the billionaire that you might have thought he was, but he probably will be eventually. So, yeah, pretty impressive wallet there, buddy. He's 54. Dakota Fanning, 29. Emily Blunt is 40. Also on this day in history, 1945, six U.S. servicemen raised the American flag on Iwo Jima during World War II. And in 1905, the first Rotary Club was founded by Chicago attorney Paul P. Harris. All right, we've got breaking news. This one comes from Washington Post. U.S. imposes more than 500 new Russia sanctions after Navalny death. Wow. Critics are saying, according to this article, that why didn't we do this before? Yeah, that's a valid question there. I don't have the answers to that. I'm not a political strategist. So, yeah. Article says U.S. is aiming to constrict the billions of dollars in energy revenue that have financed Putin's war in Ukraine. That's so bad. That is so bad. It's so corrupt. Here's one from MoneyWise. Quote, every single restaurant will close overnight. Close quote. Celebrity chef blasts Californians' politicians' $50 minimum wage proposal. Calls state, quote, the worst run, unquote, in the country. Do you agree, Wyatt? I appreciate you asking. Yes, I do agree. And the reason is because it's run by people that think like that, come up with ideas like this. How can you not know what $50 minimum wage would do to this country? You're just completely out of touch with reality in how this country functions. We've got a fun one here. This one from space.com. Intuitive Machines lands on moon in nail-biting descent of private Odysseus lander, a first for U.S. since 1972. That's pretty cool. So Intuitive Machines is the company that built and launched this thing. It is the first private spacecraft to make a soft landing on the moon ever. So private, that's private, to make a soft landing. So I guess they shoot stuff up there and it just crashes into it, you know. But now they're, I don't know. It didn't say what they're doing once, you know, now that they're there with it, but pretty cool stuff. Here's one from USA Today. This is not good news whatsoever, but I feel like I can spread awareness through this article, so I'm going to read it. 7-year-old girl dies after a hole in sand collapsed on her at Florida's beach. This was in Broward County, Lauderdale by the Sea. It's warm down there now, South Florida. So people are out on the beach doing things, and people just let these kids dig a hole so big that it was able to collapse and kill one of them. They shouldn't be able to dig a hole deeper than knee deep. I mean, you're not even, I think it's posted no hole digging on my beach. So that's terrible. I mean, where are the parents? Where are the parents? God bless. All right, we're going to take 30 seconds and eventually have good news, because that's how we roll here.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching The Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to The Lunch Show. Just when you thought your snake nightmares couldn't get any worse, we've got a new anaconda species, this one from USA Today. New anaconda species said to be largest ever found during filming of Will Smith docuseries. I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs. That'll be easier than listening to me ramble on. Let's see where this is. A giant anaconda species thought to be the largest in the world has been captured deep in the Amazon of Ecuador by a team of scientists from the University of Queensland. The group of scientists led by Professor Brian Fry uncovered the nearly 10 million-year-old species with help from the indigenous Huarani people while filming Pole to Pole with Will Smith, a National Geographic series streaming on Disney and hosted by the Oscar winner. I tell you what, I think it's, you know, if you're going to be around these things, I think it's good to have Will Smith around. You know, if it gets a little aggressive, we'll jump in, smack it around a little bit, you know, show it who's boss. All right, we got one from TMZ. Yes, this is related to the Alec Baldwin fiasco, the Alec Baldwin nightmare. Hannah Gutierrez Reed involuntary manslaughter trial begins. So she's, I guess her team is saying, look, it was the production company that dropped the ball on this one. And they're throwing all the blame on Alec Baldwin, and because it's his, it's like Baldwin Productions or something. I mean, this is his baby through and through. So it's like I said before, it's all going to fall back on him. But they did say, witnesses and people that worked with her said that her work ethic was just awful. Like she would allow live rounds to be on the set. It was just, she was just very sloppy about it. You'd have to go into all the stuff that they're claiming, but so it's going to be interesting to follow this one. But yeah, Alec Baldwin has charges pending also. They recharged him, so he has charges pending as well. We're going to follow that too. Interesting stuff. I can't wait to see how this plays out in court. So we will let you know as it plays out. All right, folks, that's it. That's except for one more, because it's good news. That's how we roll at the end of every episode of The Lunch Show. We end it with good news. This one from Fox. Huh. Dog found with zip tie around snout is adopted. That, unbelievable. And that, there's a video of this. It's great. It was a lady, a woman cop, that adopted it and saved it. Doberman Pinscher. It was a really cool dog. But I thought, well, I mean, you better be careful it doesn't bite you after. There might be a reason that this thing's on its snout. But it had a leash on it, and it had a tag on it also, which I thought was interesting because, you know, usually there's contact information on the tag. But she managed to adopt it anyway. Maybe they didn't even try to contact the owner. But I'm sure they have to by law, but who knows? It did not say in the article. So that is good news. She adopted it with other dogs. So, like, she already had a couple of, she had a paw in the video, like a paw tattooed on her arm. So this lady's a dog fan. So, but that is it. We are going to call that the episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And I love doing the show. I plan on being here for a long time. So click all the things that help the show, and we will not let you down. We will be here. So have a good weekend. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.